Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. It is Telly Tuesday. This is our last show for 2020. And Stephanie Haynes is going to be with us, and she wanted to take us out because she had a few things to tell us. And what we want to take into 2021 is only 2020 vision, because we have all become aware now. We can see clearly, okay? So take 2020 vision only into 2021, because in order to get that going, in order to make everything go, you know, you have to lead a life in which we are inspired and can inspire others. Our hearts have to be alive. They have to be filled with passion and enthusiasm. To achieve that, we need courage to live true to ourselves. And to live true to ourselves, we need the strength of mind that to not be swayed by our environment or be obsessed with vanity or superficial appearances, rather than borrowing from irritating others. We need the conviction to be able to think for ourselves and to take action for our own sense of responsibility. And when I speak of responsibility, for those of you out there, if you receive an injury, you want to contact Nathaniel and your Gooby injury lawyers. They're located here in Century City, California. They're thorough, they're honest, they're transparent. They have a wonderful staff. They will work for you, with you, and get the job done. Give them a call at 310-789-2060. Again, that number for Natanyan and Yubumi lawyers, injury lawyers, 310-789-2080. Keep that in mind, and I tell you, if you give them a call and tell them that you heard about them on Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, they'll get to you very quickly. They will put you on the top of the line. Before we bring Miss Haynes in, I just want to just wake us up with a little bit of music here. You know how we do it. Welcome in. It is Tele Tuesday.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived. Hey.
That's right. In order to keep it going, you build that relationship with you, and you can build it with your male partner. But it all begins with you, and we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound, that's going to talk to us about creating relationships with your male partner. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
Yes. Good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Stephanie. How are you? Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for wanting to close out 2020 and do the last show of the year. We decided to set that up. We didn't need a whole full week of relaxation. And basically, I need to check with Angie. I don't know what her schedule is. We might just say Happy New Year on Friday. We're still debating on that. But welcome in. Thank you. Thank you. I know you had a wonderful, busy, exciting, victorious day today. And on that note, I'm just going to say how much we appreciate you for coming on with us, and I'm going to be quiet over here. So what you going to tell us today on Tell It Tuesday?
Yes, good evening, listeners. So last week we left off on healing thoughts, and I just want to do a little recap on that before we go into the next section. So we left off on, I think, number 6. So... And the healing thoughts were a part of the embracing our beauty that lives within inside of us. And so I'm going to begin, I'm going to start off where I left off at. And these healing thoughts is about positive affirmation, things that, you know, you may want to, you know, add in your toolbox to be able to transform situation that you're going through. So number 7 starts with, I feed my body nourishing food and beverages, and I exercise in ways that are fun. Next, I earn an excellent income doing what satisfied me. I know I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. You know, sometimes we get on jobs that we are not satisfied with. You know, we're just doing it for the money, but not doing it from the heart. You know, it's not, you know, in line with our purpose or our mission here on earth. And people, when they go to work, they begrudge by being at work. So we want to find something that satisfies the soul. I experience love wherever I go. Loving people fills my life, and I find myself easily expressing love to others. The answers within me come to my wellness with ease. I deserve the best, and I accept it now. All my needs and desires are met before I even ask. I give myself permission to be all that I can be. And I deserve the very best in life. I transform the needs to blame anyone. I accept the people around me as they are. I am guided throughout this day to make all the right choices. I only desire that which is for my highest good. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, all of my friends understand my needs. I have many friends who love me. Okay, so I want you guys to remember that. You are loved. And with saying that, we're going to move into relationship with father or significant male figures. Relationship with father or significant male figures influence how women relate to the men in their lives. During our formative years of early childhood, fathers or male role models teach us how men behave, what to expect from them, and how to respond to them. The nature of those relationships forms our later response to men. In healthy, nurturing relationships, we learn to respond in unwholesome ways. Unhealthy response causes distress and dissatisfaction. Abusive experiences teach women to expect to be treated poorly. Women of all ages are raped, sexually assaulted, robbed, and subjected to aggressive and simple assault. Many tolerate poor treatment, hoping that if they hold out long enough, the negative behavior will stop. It is a system of low self-esteem. Women feel unworthy of love and stay in abusive situations trying to make themselves more appealing. This prospect of not having a man in their lives intimidates others, and they submit to mistreatment rather than go alone. The eyes are the most telling. The distance, the cheerless blade penetrates beyond its immediate path without sparkle. We often choose men like our father, like I did when I was growing up. My father was in the Navy. Every weekend he would come home drunk. He would abuse my mother and the family. I would always say to myself that I would not marry a man that would abuse me. What I found out in my later years is whatever you focus on is what you will manifest. Hmm. Yes, I manifest relationships with men that have some of his characteristics. I learned when entering a relationship, we dedicate all of our power to choose to say no to behavior that is unacceptable or demanding to our well-being. When operating from fear, weakness, and insecurity rather than from love and strength. We create relationships that we are used to seeing or that we are comfortable with. When we are loved and strong in our relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will uplift us rather than bringing us down. We women are made to be loved and cherished. However, it starts with us. We have to transform our pain and struggles into medicine, meaning that whatever type of relationship we desire to have with a man, we must have it with ourselves first. For example, if we want our mate to love and respect us, we have to love and respect ourselves. Everything begins and ends with us. So I have some questions for you. Number one, I want everybody to get a pen and paper. Yeah, because we got some writing to do and some discovering to do.
Okay.
All right. So question number one, why do women choose men like their father? Now, I mentioned some of that in the statement that I made earlier. But ask yourself, why do women choose men like their fathers? Question number two, what are some of the characteristics of the men you chose that are like your father? Number three, what do you have to change to stop attracting negative characteristics like your father? Remember, we attract what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, what inner transformation has to take place to attract the man you desire? So what is that you need to do? So I have a quote, and it says, when we forgive our father for the trauma he has caused us, we can create healthy and loving relationships with our mates. So it always begins with forgiveness. And really forgive. Okay, so there are some boundaries that need to be set in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is, I have the right to take care of me. Because sometimes we get into relationship and we lose who we are, our identity. Right?
That's true.
So you have the right. So you have the right to take care of yourself. Number two, I have the right to protect my body and treat it with dignity and respect. Sometimes you get into a relationship, your partner may want you to do certain sexual acts that you're not, you know, that you don't want to do. And you have the right to say no. Number three, I have the right to say no as many times as I need to. Your no means no, even when you're married. When you said not tonight, honey, you need to respect that. Not to curse you out, not to beat you up, not to rape you. Your no means no. I have the right to participate in decisions involving you. I have the right to walk away from my bad situation. If it's not working, say adios. I have the right to determine what is best for me. And last but not least, I have the right to expect the best for me. Because if you don't expect the best for you, no one else will. Not even your partner.
That's true.
Yeah. So I have another quote. When we are in a loving and strong relationship, we recognize that we have the power to make choices that will lift up rather than bring you down. All right. So I'm going to move on to the next. And this is a more question, a little worksheet on relationship with men. So number one, what attracts men to you? So what is that about you that attracts the type of man that comes into your life? What is that? Number two, what do they bring to the relationship? Number three, what did you expect from him? Sometimes women don't expect it, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in, I'll take care of you. No, they don't have to bring nothing to the relationship. Just come on. I'll be your mother. That's not what you want. You need a mate and to be able to contribute to the relationship. Number four, in what ways were your expectations communicated to them? Because everything starts at the beginning of the relationship. That's when, you know, you fill out the application. And then you review the application, right? Just like when you going for a job. Now, in some cases, there's certain qualifications that are need to be in place to be able to be in this relationship. But if you don't have no expectations of this individual, then you'll be accepting anything. And then when things get too bad, then you want to get out of the relationship, or the relationship becomes so toxic that it causes other ailment in the body, and then you become sick. Or it become a domestic violence situation. Okay. So, another quote which says, when both parties in a relationship knows what is expected of each other, the value is important to both are clear. Clarity eliminates assumptions about what one person ought to know about the other person's needs and wants. Because if you do not communicate your needs and wants, then those needs or wants or desire will not ever get met.
Right.
At what time do you allow yourself to be treated like a doormat? And mostly times, it's at the times when your guards are down, you are depressed, and then you become this yes person. But in your deepest part of your heart and your soul, you really want to say no. But you're not able to communicate your needs, your desires, and your wants, right? Then at what time do you allow yourself to be treated like fine crystals? Now, I would say when you have this high self-esteem of yourself, then you ask for what you want. You don't settle.
No.
Okay? Number three, what constructive change can you make in your attitude and behavior? Because there's some changes, you know, in your attitude that you may need to change to attract the person that you need to attract. Number four, what implicit and explicit messages do you send to a man about yourself when you engage in casual sex? Because we do have women out there, like some men, that just want to hit it and quit it. They don't want a relationship. There's no emotion attached. It's just sex. So you have to find out what kind of messages that you're putting out there. Because if you're looking for a long-term relationship, you need to state that at the beginning of the relationship. And if that person is not willing to partake in that, then you're going down a road that is not going nowhere. Number five, how accurate are the messages? Are you, you know, speaking clearly? Are you clarifying what you want to say to this individual? Are you being assertive in your communication with this individual?
Mm-hmm.
Number six, are they the message you intend to send? So sometimes we say one thing, but our body is saying something totally different, right?
Right.
So we have to be very careful on what messages that we intend to send. Because sometimes when we speak in anger, you know, in our hearts, It's something that we really didn't want to say, but it just came out
mm-hmm.
because it was said in anger. Number 7, in what ways can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? In what ways can you reflect change in how you treat yourself? If you know you have not been putting yourself first, loving yourself first, treating yourself with respect and dignity, what is that change that you need to make to be able to honor yourself in a way that a male figure can respect you? Do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve and can create? Do you want a life that is inferior to what you deserve and can create? Because sometimes we can get into relationships that are very toxic, right? And mm-hmm. it keeps you from creating, it keeps you from growing, it keeps you from being who you're supposed to be. Because you get caught up and that person's depression and their toxic ways that keeps you from flourishing, blooming, glowing, and being the woman that you need to be. Then ask yourself, are you asking too much? Because sometimes an individual cannot produce.
Right.
What are you asking for? Right? Sometimes you can outgrow an individual. And when you outgrow an individual, then that's when the trouble comes, because the other person is not on your level. They're not mature enough. And then they start separating because they see it. They know that their partner have outgrown them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sink into depression. Then they put their aggressions and start to projecting that onto their mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you said, what is the bottom line? You know, what is the bottom line? What do you really want from this relationship?
Most of the time I hear where you're going. You know, like when they get caught up in those types of relationships, oh, and you find yourself in those type of relationships, that means you have settled. And you're really just not looking for a relationship. You're looking for a satisfaction because you don't have a relationship with yourself yet. What I'm hearing through all of the questions and the quotes and all of these things is that it already starts from you. What are your desires? You know, I remember, you know, being nitty picky. You know, some women are nitty picky. And people will say, oh, you know, Sarah, you too picky. Uh-uh, I'm not picky enough, okay? And you just continue to be that picky because it all starts from you. You know what you want to hear. And when you speak, Stephanie, about the father relationship, a person say, well, you know, if you've been married, blah, 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 why you don't have any kids? Nah. Well, let me just break it to you quickly. The men that I was married to, I did not want them to father my kids. And they look real funny. I've never heard that. Well, you better think about it, because you're in that relationship. And now you're getting ready to bring some more people in that relationship, okay? So if you're in a relationship that you're not totally satisfied with in that area, especially when you, because I'm looking for the type of daddy that I had, you know, sitting down, eating dinner, talking, finding out how your day went, you know, teaching you things. I was taught how to deal with money. I couldn't even stand up. They used to have to prop me up on a chair just to cash checks so that I could get used to that money and know how to count. You know, those type of things is, you know, they're teaching you, as you say, and they're giving you these little quotes, and they're telling you these little stories. The mom is there, too. But, you know, girls are usually daddy's girls, okay? So it works differently. So I'm listening. So what kind of relationship do you want? Well, people, I don't care. I don't like this person. I don't know why I'm in. Well, how you going to know you, why you're not friends with so-and-so? Because, number one, you're not friends with yourself yet. When you become friends with you, then you'll know. You'll know either to continue that relationship, whether it's male or female or whatever, or you step away from it. So, and you can basically, how can I put it? You have to be very careful. A man has to be very careful how he approaches me, his tone. Okay, because that I'm used to my daddy's tone. I'm used to that understanding, that nurturing, you know. Oh, this is how you do it. Come over here. Let me tell you this story. Okay, you come at me crazy, you might get crazy back. Okay, because I'm not having it. You can't come that way, because that is not my teaching. That is not what I've been taught. So we're going to have a bit of problem here. I can't put up with that. So it all stems back, all of the quotes that you've given us, three quotes, several sets of questions, Stephanie, it all stems back to you. You know, it's because the questions that you're asking, such as, you know, what attracts the change? What changes do you need to make? They're all reverting back to you, not that person. Because, see, you can't change them. But if you when you change, it changes. You know, we know that motto, right? And that's a big, serious, deep meaning. And it really, if when you change, it changes. Because you can't change a person. Women get into relationships or, oh, I'm going to fix him, and he's so sad, If you take on that sad law, guess who's going to be sad right with him? You. Because the time that you're spending to trying to change him, you're taking away, like you say, from your beauty and your greatness and your ability to get out there and do what you have to do, because you're latching on, caught up in his thing. What about your thing? You know, there's women that have put men through school and they get their degrees and they walk off and leave them. And they're just like broken. Well, you should have been sitting in that classroom right with him. Then you guys would have been even, right? So, I'm hearing what you're saying. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I had to get it in there while I was looking at these questions and quotes. What were you getting ready to say?
Well, I was ready to say that you remember the movie A Diary of a Mad Black Woman, right?
Yes, yes.
How she nurtured him and allow him to get his degree and become a lawyer, and you know, and you just saw the end result, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there are so many women out there like that, you know, and vice versa. There are some women that do that to men as well.
That's true.
I don't want to, you know, just all, you know, on men, but, you know, since we're talking about relationship with men, but. You know, there are some women out there, too, that are treacherous, you know, and do things to men as well. I want to put that out there, you know, for the men that are listening, that, you know, you're not all in the doghouse, right?
That's true.
There are, you know, there are some women out there, too, that, you know, take advantage of men and abuse them as well. So
that's
I just
true.
Want to, you know, put that out there, you know. So, you know, going to number 11, it said, do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity to him?
Hmm.
Let me read that again. Do you feel that you are nothing without a man who expects you to surrender your identity Let go back to your self-esteem. You know? Number 12. And what ways can you create a fulfilling life?
What ways to create a fulfilling life? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Number 13. Do you believe you can do it? You know, you have to have that faith, and then you have to have that determination to, you know, to make it happen. Because we can talk about, yeah, we're going to do this, but taking that step to make it happen.
That's true.
Okay, the last question, what do you want?
Yeah,
do you
really
know
what you want? What do you,
you know,
want?
Don't you,
you
demand
want
to fulfill a void? But what do you really want?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Do you really want?
And only you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Only you know that. But if you have someone throwing their energy and allowing their energy to come, you be finding out doing everything they want. And then what about you? Okay? What about you? I had a friend one time, she met this guy. She said, oh, he wants us to put our bank accounts together. I said, don't he have a darn bank account? Because she had money, right? So
uh-huh.
Here you come. Well, that should have been that red flag then. You should have turned them roller skate motors up and took off.
Well, you know, with you saying that, you know, now if they are a married couple, right, I can see you having that.
No, they weren't married. They were not married.
Okay.
They was just building a relationship. And you want to come and have a bank account together. Where's your bank account?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
No, that's where you turn on the roller skates and get out.
Yeah, that's different. But, you know, if you are married, I would say, yes, have a joint account. And then
mm-hmm.
have your own separate account for your petty cash where you can go and things for you.
And
right.
do your thing.
And do your thing. I think the worst thing in a marriage is to get an allowance from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially you working, right?
Right.
And then he's controlling all the money, and then you have to wait for him to give you an allowance. That's my thought.
And, you know, do all your shopping and take you shopping and you don't get anything new unless he brings it to you. And I went through that as a young girl when I was, I know I had to be about 14, 15, 16. And I never forget my boyfriend bought me a nice coat and a beautiful dress. Every time he'd get mad at me, he want it back, right? And give me back my coat. So I have a real big problem with people buying me things. You know, I tell you what, just give me that coat and go, let me get my own. And that's very sweet of you, but you'll never take my coat. Okay, but you don't forget those things. See, it's like, do you allow or don't you allow? But you might forgive, but you don't forget. And that goes on through life with you. I'm real funny about those type of things, you know, to get. So in order to build what I'm picking up on, Stephanie Haynes with the healing of the womb, is it all begins with you. And that could be male or female. And these same questions that you have asked and the quotes that you have given us on this Teller Tuesday, it's giving us something to really, really think about as we're sitting around waiting for 2021 to come in, you know, hurrying up for it to hurry up and get out, you know, however you're going to do it. And I'm looking at my stove, you know, because we always said I can't get to that good food, so I guess I better get on the phone and get cooking 101 and do my black-eyed peas and greens. I will be cooking in here. And that's how I will amuse. So the persons, you know, we'll cook together, possibly, okay? But I, and bring it in the way we have to bring it in, very quietly, maybe about 10 bottles of champagne over here, so I might be sleeping for a couple of days. But it's like, it's like, let's bring it in. Oh, it's going to be new. It's going to be a beginning. I'm glad that you agreed to do the show, you know, because I was saying, if you want to do it, let's close it out, you know, because, of course, Thursday, New Year's Eve, and Friday, New Year's Day, and I still might come on just to holler Happy New Year's, okay, and come right back out again. I have to debate, because how you start your year is the way your year is going to be, and we love to care and share here. We love to keep you woke, you know, so why not let that come out 2021? It don't have to be long. It can be quick and brief. So I'm debating on it because I'm not going anywhere. But if I have had too many bottles of champagne, I will not do it, okay? I don't want them to hear that side. And to tell all of those again, I wanted to say that this show, Stephanie Haynes, and telling us about creating a relationship with our male partners, our fathers, and that goes all just the partners, period, for male and female, that this show has been sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc., nonprofit organization that is connected with advisors and consultants, and we can take you from education to Wall Street, okay? So they're being sponsored, the last sponsor of the year, and it'll be the first sponsor of 2021. I thought I'd put that out, and I wanted to share with the listeners while we're really looking into ourselves and trying to absorb the questions and the affirmations that Stephanie Haynes has given us, that if you still remain in a little imbalanced out there, to call NAMI. And that is at 1-800-950-6264. Again, NAMI, 1-800-950-6264. Reach out for some help. You don't want to carry this all the way if you feel like you're a little bit wobbly. And on that note, Stephanie, what would you like to close us out with to take it out and be ready to bring it back in?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this was the conclusion of the healing of the womb, you know,
okay.
And, you know, the next step in this journey, you know, I want you to really take complete control over your life. You have completed this workbook and taken the essential steps to empower yourself. You are now equipped with powerful tools to put in your toolbox at this time that you can assess. Any time, any life situation comes up, you have the ability to create for yourself a fulfilling, successful, and healthy life. Be mindful and continue to move forward. Your inner healing is in your hands. And I want you to remember this. Daily exercise, rebalance and purify your life every day. Meditate. Stay in tune to your spiritual self. Forgive always. Pray without ceasing. Love yourself before others. Be true to yourself so you can know yourself. And number 7, be open to positive love from yourself and others. And I pray that your journey into inner healing and self-empowerment continues to fulfill you. And as you go into 2021, go in with peace and love and not fear. We don't know what our new normal is going to look like in 2021, but however, it begins and ends with you.
Yes.
So with your thinking, create positive thoughts. You know, stay prayerful.
Yes.
Stay in your knowing. Know that it's going to be all right in 2021.
But 2021, that's Stephanie. Can you give us your website? Because a person can order that book from you, the workbook that has all of this, worksheets, workout, examples, illustrations, pictures, affirmations. It's an awesome, awesome book. Can you give us your website, please?
Yeah, okay, my website is under construction, but however...
Oh, your email, okay.
You can email me at fashion, BLYFIT22@gmail.com, or you can call me at 323-428-5862.
Okay, 5862. And yes, you can put your order in for the workbook. I'm going to tell you if once you go through it, and now that you've heard it, we don't know what's in store for 2021. I love going through it because it puts a thought on a person's mind, and it puts a thought on a person's mind in many, many ways. We just don't definitely stick on one thing, you know, because the chapters that are in the book are broken down, you know, from peeling the onion, the healing, the embracing the beauty. All of these things are there with great explanations, so it's something that you want to keep in your library because it never, ever, ever expires, does it? No.
No.
To take care of you, it has no expiration on that. Well, Stephanie, I just want to say that, you know, when the pandemic started and I was sitting here and I said, ooh, what can I do? Can't get to my organizations, can't get to my youth. What are we going to do? Hit the button. Well, we've been hitting this button since 2013. Stephanie Hayes is... started with Waking Up with Linda Maxine since 2013. And then I had to go off and, you know, get me some academic acclimates. But I promised everybody that I would be back. I did not know there was going to be the pandemic to make me hit the button. But now that I'm back, we're here. We're here to educate, teach you the proper way to live, and to share and care. And we want to keep this up going out there. It's so ironic that... because of the turn and the new beginning, everything is technical. You know, I've never been a zoomer. I've been a boomer. But I do know of the tech. This has been tech since the beginning of time, even when people weren't technical. So it's like exciting for me to learn more about it each day. And, you know, when we're going into our webinars and out there, I like to do the little backdrops, you know, and it's just like fun. It keeps me cheerful because no matter what we're going through, if we keep that cheerfulness there, we're able to work through it, okay? And it sounds crazy. There's some people that talk about cheerfulness at these times, but yeah. You know, it was hard for me to be here for Christmas. You know, I'm used to being in Texas eating that barbecue. Oh, it was rough. I kept looking at this NAMI number. I said, am I going to have to call them? I better get myself back in balance, right? And I got through it. So look at the growth. You know, each experience or each thing that we think is an obstacle is growth. Obstacles equal growth. In life, you know, as you say, we travel to those different heights. But as you grow and as you go to the next level, have yourself so in a loving, caring, positive way, a such secure way, no insecurities, that you can take others with you. Don't let them walk you, but you take them with you. Because that is the only reason why we experience what we experience. What is the word we always use? Each one teaches one. So that's what 2020 has been. It has been awakened our behavior, our kindness, the community, the persons around you. We've learned that we're all in it together. We've learned how when you unify, that unification is as powerful as an atom bomb. And when you unify on something, things get done because everybody is pulling together. In a way, I would always say, well, since this, we going to be kinder to each other. I can tell you that right now because pandemic say y'all going to be nice to each other, y'all going to live together, or you're going to die together, okay? When I'm sitting down going through my meditation, all kind of things go through my head, you know. And you look at the left, you look at the right, and make sure that you can bring yourself back into the center of it. So you can, like, stand in the center and be that, what is it, that scale, okay? When it tips over here to the left a little bit, just kind of like put a little bit more goodness over here on the right. Put a little bit more love. Throw a little bit more positivity there. So it has been enjoyable. We love you. You're coming back in 2021. There's no escaping. You're in. You're hooked. We're never going to let you go. And whichever way you want to come in and whichever way you want to bring it in, you get first dibs because you've been here since the beginning. And the listeners need to know that. One thing about Stephanie Hayes, if she says she got you, she got you. And I really appreciate you and have so much love for you on that, Stephanie. Your family, the girls, the grandkids, and that I love that picture that you post out, and I think I commented on, that is my favorite picture. Can you print that picture and give it to me so I can put it in a frame and look at it? That is the most beautiful picture of a family that I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Yeah, that holiday picture. I think it was from last Christmas, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, please. That would just put a bright, bright smile on my face. I love that picture. The grandkids. Is that Tracy on the picture?
That's Goldia.
Goldia,
Red and black.
Okay.
The red and black?
Yes.
Yes, that's
they're all beautiful. You know, they all have those same big, beautiful eyes. So when I sink in, I see those eyes, and I said, I can't get the name, but everybody, you know that they come from you. Mm-hmm. That's your blood there. You let that blood run through the veins of their bodies, and that's why they are. I want to wish your family happy. We will be talking, and listeners, again, this is Stephanie Haynes with us, the author of The Healing of the Wounds. We've gone through all chapters since we started. Please get in touch with her. FashionablyFit22@gmail.com or give her a call at 323-428-5862. And just order that book. As a matter of fact, order a couple because it's a great gift. And especially to give to someone who's kind of like a bit unbalanced at this time, and they don't want to hear it, don't want nobody telling them nothing, but they'll love looking at the illustrations and working on the worksheets. They can be alone with that. They don't have to have any dialogue with anyone. So you might want to get in mind to buy one for yourself and get a few and give them as gifts. You'll be very, very happy with yourself. Stephanie, we love you. We will be speaking with you in 2021. I want everybody to be here, okay? So I'm laying low. You know I'm laying low. And appreciative for yourself, appreciative for what we've gone through. And I'm really welcoming all of these obstacles that we have because I can tell you, everybody that has gone through this in 2020, we have grown up to be big people now, okay? No more babies. No more wondering. We're learning how to take care of our health, how to take care of our mind, how to take care of our bodies. And actually, more so, that's important how to reach out and take care of each other. So on that note, we're going to say we love you, Stephanie, and thank you so much.
Love you too, Miss Linda, and thank you so much for having me. And happy New Year to you and all the listeners. And bring in 2021 with a bang.
Yes, that's what we're going to do, a nice, quiet, positive one. We can't have no injuries out there, and nobody wants to get in trouble. We love you, Stephanie. I'll be speaking with you later. Have a great one. Happy 2021. I said in 2021, I am not going to be the one. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.